You're listening to Linux News Log, separating the Linux and open source signal from the noise.
Today's episode is brought to you by Carbonite Online Backup. Protect your pictures and your other computer files by automatically backing them up whenever you're online. And by GoToAssist, access, diagnose, and resolve. Also, by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/quicksurf. Over 85,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Hey everybody, how's it going? I'm your host, Adrian, coming to you almost live from lovely Phoenix, Arizona, here in Studio MC1 at Quicksurf Internet Media. Linux News Log is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Do feel free to head on over to techpodcast.com and check out all the other technology-related shows over there. Before we get into the news for this episode, I'd like to encourage everybody to visit us online at linux.quicksurf.com and subscribe to the show if you have not already done so. It's a great way to ensure that you get each and every episode as they are published. And also, if you want a Google Plus invite, I am on Google Plus, so shoot me an email, linux@quicksurf.com, and I'll get an invite out to you as soon as I can. And I'm going to keep doing this until Google shuts me off, so if you want a Google Plus invite and you're listening to the show, now's the time. Just shoot me an email, linux@quicksurf.com. I will take the email address that you emailed me from and send an invite out to you, and off you go. All right, let's go ahead and get into the news for this episode. From eWeek, Microsoft and SUSE are renewing their Linux agreement with a $100 million deal. This new relationship extends through January 1st, 2016, with Microsoft committed to invest $100 million in new SUSE Linux Enterprise certificates. Microsoft and SUSE have begun preparing the next phase of their cross-platform interoperability story. Microsoft and SUSE, now an independent business unit of Attachmate, announced a four-year extension of the agreement struck nearly 5 years ago, which we actually reported on, believe it or not, between Microsoft and Novell for broad collaboration on Windows and Linux interoperability and support. So pretty awesome stuff. It's a great way for Microsoft to support Linux, and it's also a great way for Linux to make some money. You know what I mean? Let's talk about our sponsor for this episode, GoToAssist Express. There are two things IT professionals and their clients have in common. They want the job done right, and they want it done fast. That's why I highly recommend GoToAssist Express by Citrix to anyone in IT. It puts clients at ease with its simple and secure remote support and puts you in position to do what you do best: access, diagnose, and resolve the issue. Try GoToAssist Express free for 30 days. Visit GoToAssist.com/podcast to see how you can deliver live tech support to anyone, anywhere with GoToAssist Express. Let's go ahead and talk about our other sponsor before we continue on with the shows. Got to pay the bills, and this is how I deliver the show to you free without costing you anything. Carbonite Online Backup. Let's get real. How many of us have lost data? I'll bet just about every one of us. Why? Because we haven't backed our stuff up. Well, Carbonite Online Backup protects your pictures and your other computer files by automatically backing them up whenever you're online. Whenever you have that inevitable disaster, whether it's a crash or your virus, somebody steals your hard drive, what have you, Carbonite makes it easy to get your backed up files back with just a few clicks. With Carbonite, you can access your backed up files privately from any computer or on your smartphone or iPad with a free app. And you get unlimited backup for your PC or Mac with anytime, anywhere access for only $59 a year, which turns out to be less than $5 a month, which is pretty good. It's easy to get started and only takes a few minutes. Start your free 15-day trial at Carbonite.com. No credit card is required. Use the offer code TPN, and you'll get 2 free months if you decide to buy. That's Carbonite.com, and the offer code for 2 free months is TPN. I highly recommend that you try Carbonite out if you have not, or any really backup, really any backup solution. Carbonite is a great solution, but if you can't afford it, then there are other ones out there. But I do highly recommend Carbonite.com. From MarketWatch, Linux Labs is increasing their sales team to grow revenue in its core business of supercomputing as the HPC market is set to grow by $36 billion by 2015. That's a lot. Searchlight Solutions has announced its subsidiary, Linux Labs International, is increasing its sales team. The ramped up sales effort is planned to take advantage of the demand for high performance computing, which, as we said, is slated to go from $25.6 billion to $36 billion by 2015. Linux Lab has demonstrated their expertise in complex HPC applications for the past 7 years by providing software, design, and support for RUP, Second Avenue Subway, Firelink, and others. Linux Lab's engineering team includes several experts in this field. So, pretty interesting. Curious to see what comes of it. From SearchEnterpriseLinux.com, Microsoft supports Red Hat Linux in Hyper-V. Microsoft will support Red Hat Linux as a guest operating system in Windows Hyper-V, but reaction to the news disclosed at OSCON 2011 was muted, perhaps because this crowd remains wary of the Windows giant and its intentions towards open source. OSCON attendee and software architect Brian Davis was unimpressed. Same story, different day. Microsoft defines open as free add-ons to their closed systems and core technology to appropriate and fork. Well, that might be true. Who knows? From the International Business Times in their tech section, version 3.0 released to celebrate 20 years of Linux. Linux will be 20 years old in less than a month, and also version 3.0 version was just released after many years of development. This should be exciting, especially to its creator, right? 3.0 pushed out, says post on Linux Torvalds' Google Plus page, and nothing else. Amazing. Basically, it's official. You can get the 3.0 kernel, so Yahoo, expect to see that start to show up in the various distributions. From PC World, in their Linux line, Department of Defense debuts a brand new Linux for telecommuters with all the hundreds of Linux distributions already available for practically every niche and purpose. Users of the open source operating system are accustomed to having a wealth of choices. Recently, however, the set of options got even bigger thanks to a brand new security-focused Linux distribution from none other than the U.S. Department of Defense. Targeting telecommuters and others who need access to corporate and government networks from less than the entirely secure remote locations, Lightweight Portable Security is a lightweight Linux distribution that creates a secure end node from just about any Intel-based PC or Mac computer. That's awesome. Check it out. From eWeek.com, in their IT and network infrastructure news, Google Code Project gets Git support. This is pretty nice. Google announced support for the Git version control system for Google Code Project hosting. Nice. So in addition to Subversion and Mercurial version control systems, Git is also supported. For those of you who don't know, Git is a popular distributed version control system like Mercurial, and it's used by many popular projects, including the Linux kernel and Android. So pretty nice. Check it out. If you're a Git user, you can now use Google Code. From science2.0.com, Mendeley Reference Manager software comes out of beta. One of the fundamental precepts we laid out in the original Science 2.0 vision was collaboration. It's tricky stuff. Collaboration requires scientists who are often competitors to other labs to be more open and that may never happen, but for smaller groups who want it to happen, there are tools in the works that can help. One of those is Mendeley. It's come out of beta, and it's Mendeley Desktop version 1.0 has been released for Windows, Mac, and Linux, which is why we're talking about it, following two other milestones for the company. There's already 1 million users who have downloaded the application and a database with its 100 millionth paper uploaded. Wow. That's awesome. from desktoplinux.com. Red Hat moves Red Hat Enterprise Linux 5.7. Moves to Red Hat Enterprise Linux 5.7 as Oracle nabs Ksplice. Now, we reported on Ksplice previously. The 5.7 Red Hat is new, though. It adds new drivers and KVM hypervisor improvements. In other Enterprise Linux news, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Although Red Hat has already released 6.0 and 6.1, it's continuing to update its 5.x line and has now, the 5.7 release will get no clones from community-based Red Hat clone CentOS, which recently moved to 6.0. So, pretty nice for those of you who have older systems. From Infotech Spotlight, Argus Systems will introduce Pitbull Foundation on Red Hat Enterprise Linux 6.0 during the 2011 Unified Cross-Domain Office Conference. That is a mouthful of a title. Argus Systems Group will be introducing Pitbull for Red Hat Enterprise Linux 6 at the 2011 Unified Cross-Domain Office, which is being held in Chicago, Illinois, August 1 through 4, 2011, so this upcoming week. Pitbull Foundation has been designed as a multi-level security software product compatible with existing applications and capable of expanding and extending the Linux operating system and the X Windows system to provide advanced security capabilities to both the system and to applications. It is capable of providing complete scalability, stability, and security. Really? I doubt it. Anyway, that will do it for this edition of Linux News Log. As always, everything I've talked about is linked up in the show notes. Please do try my sponsors out. It helps pay the bandwidth bill and keeps the show coming free to you. If you want a Google Plus invite, shoot me an email, linux@quickshrift.com. You can follow me on Google if you're already on Google Plus, or over at twitter.com/Adrian_Bacon. And with that, I will see all of you on the next episode. See you then. Bye.